Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, welcome everyone. Terrific to hear you in the house. Going to be a short show today, but it's going to be a fun show because I'm saving up everything for tomorrow, which is going to be Madison Rising. So looking forward to that. So, if you're having a manic Monday, we're here to self-help you out of it. And move on. Everything good. That's how we like the role. Okay. You know, because it's really not just about me, it's about, well, you know. Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Cyanide's in the house. I always think it's Friday when you're in the house, Cyanide. I just always do. And Steve Mendoza Show. Always something good cooking with the Mendoza boy. All right, George Benger's in the house. Oh, everything's going good. I owe George a promo. Well, I'll get around to it sometime. And Betty Jo just called in again. Betty Jo, when are they going to fix that problem with your phone? I don't know. I hope they do it soon. And anyway, let's have a little Jenna Kwok. Well, it's Jen Kwok, actually.
This is the joy right here. In a striped shirt and
khaki, same resistance from the gap.
Nice. The way you're sweating, I can tell that you know what you want. But I got something better than that. I got what you need. Let me tell you what I mean.
Quiet, you know. I need to know. Well, your mind is locking you up all the night. You keep me waiting. But I need to show you that I'm not gonna let you fade out from my sight. You ought to know I won't let you go quiet.
Last night I was dreaming, I dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground. Well, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town.
Cyanide, cute kitty, on the house. Betty Jo Tucker typing and holding her new phones at the same time. Never an easy situation for Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic headquarters, getting ready for Father's Day, Betty Jo. And she's going to have a discussion on Father's Day, Fathers on Films. Noted A.J. Hockery and Nell Minow will share their picks of the top five movies about dads, as well as actors who delivered the best and worst performer. Bill Cosby, Ghost Dad, and Nell, the famous movie mom, is currently working on our new book, A Must-See Movies for Fathers. Okay, the Madman movie contributed film reviews. Okay, this is Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic headquarters, 4 p.m. every Tuesday. Now, George Bettinger was in the house, and then he left the house, so I don't know what's up with that. And George Bettinger from Dreamstream Radio, you can tune in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m., and catch George doing what he does, that stuff that he does so well. Meanwhile, Steve Mendoza in the house. That's right. Here we go.
Friends, are you a snore at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
I love that I can make people smell better, Steve. I feel like a superhero for doing that. Steve Mendoza, the Steve Mendoza Show on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters for the most knowledgeable show on the movie industry. Call Betty Jo Tucker and ask her a question if you want. I think she might answer it. She knows so much stuff. She really does. And what did I have? I added something new. I uploaded a little short comedy bit from Tom Carosa.
A year has passed, and your family wants you to know it's time to laugh, to have a blast. There's so little time left to go. You may have regrets, your dreams may die, your grip with failure getting firmer. We love you, Dad. You're quite a guy that's named Burl Murmur. Thanks, kids.
Oh, isn't that wonderful, Burl? All our little murmurs have sacrificed themselves selflessly to buy you that tie clasp. I have never been so moved in my entire life.
Charles, Gert, Burbert, you three kids are the greatest gifts any man could have. And now this tie clasp. Eesh. I'm so thrilled. I never knew a man could be as thrilled as this. Thank you all so much.
I wrote the poem. Burbert picked the gift and Gert drew the picture. Oh, Gert. What a lovely rendition of it.
War. It's a drawing of how I view the aftermath of World War III, which is inescapable due to the short-sighted political moves of your generation, leaving us, the fledglings, to deal with the apocalyptic consequences. I didn't want to tell you, but I must. I am so outraged by the hypocrisy. I'm marrying Sludge. We're joining the cult of egotism and moving to Guam to form an ashram for those people who can type but don't want to.
Gert, why, I don't understand.
I understand this. I love Sludge, he loves me, and that is that.
Dad, I didn't want to say anything, but since Gert dropped her load, I might as well do the same. I was accused of manslaughter, and 7 people witnessed it.
Burbert.
I'm going to plead insanity, though, of course. It should be no problem to prove because of my effervescent wit and dazzling charm. It should be no problem. You'll be real proud of me, yes.
Some birthday this has turned out to be. I'm destroyed, utterly destroyed. I never knew a man could be as destroyed as this.
Burbert. Manslaughter? Why, you can't even watch us carve a turkey.
It was self-defense. I mistook a cane for a gun.
Manslaughter? If you were going to slaughter someone, don't you think it could have been Sludge?
Huh. That's a fine thing to say about your future son-in-law, the man I love.
Now stop, everybody. I have some news, too.
Well, what's it going to be, Cheryl? A disease? An abortion? An addiction? What?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I've been accepted into the Oxford University School of Journalism. The novella that I submitted with my application has earned me the Fulbright scholarship for the entire duration of my studies there. My collection of poems and short stories has been honored with the Eudora Welty Award for Alliteration, and it has been bought for publication by Viking Penguin Press with the contingency that I accept a very lucrative lecture tour voicing all the glimmering possibilities of a poetic world.
Well, Cheryl, we only suspected there was a black sheep in the family. We never had an inkling it was you. But seeing that you're so articulate and seeing that this is your gift, I can't help but wondering what side of the family you get it from. The Murmurs have always been introverted.
It couldn't be my side. My side of the family has always been uncomfortable with anything to do with words.
But it appears you've been gifted with this sort of thing, and if that is your life choice, we extend our continued love, support, and congratulations. Hey, honey, this is really your day, not mine.
What's so great about her? What about us?
We're grounded.
Yeah, but when you see my picture in the paper, you'll say, there's our precious son, Burger Murmur, the murderer.
I don't know what I'm going to say when I see your picture in the paper or on the nose. I've had it with a wandering upstart attitude from the critic. I'm still the head of this household, and I'll rule mine with an iron fist. It might be my birthday. You might be singing. You might give me a pipe. This story is not over yet. If I ever
Well, I don't know if you recognize my voice in there somewhere, but I was in that sketch too. That'll be on my cable TV show, Fridays at 7. One of the shows coming on, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Betty Jo fights the fight to listen to my show. Good news, Betty Jo, it's a short show today, so you won't have to fight too long. Steve Mendoza Show, always something good cooking. And, of course, the radio man from across the seas. He's in all the chats. Marco Polo, yes, it's cyanide. Okay, we're having some rainy weather in New York today. I don't know how it is across the country, but let's have some Camille Theobald. I always like her. Like
letters to people piss me off. This week I have a letter from a friend of mine who will remain anonymous. Dear Boston kids who won't leave my friend alone, she told you she didn't have cash, okay? She doesn't want your stinking candy, so bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye now. Go away now. See you later. You don't follow someone and keep bothering them just because you assume that they have cash and they're lying to you. Man, like she ain't got no papers looking like that. It's cute how you think you're all thuggish, talking smack right in front of her like she can't hear you. Just because she looks nice doesn't mean she's rich, alright? You can have style and not be part of the 1%. Yeah. It happens. You can't assume that someone is rich because they don't look like a hobo. Because they don't smell like feces. You also can't assume that someone who looks like a hobo isn't rich. I mean, come on. Look at Mary Kate and Ashley. They look like they're drowning in clothes they found in a dumpster. So move it along. So when someone tells you that they don't have cash, and they're not gonna buy your flippin' candy, leave them alone! Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters that I wrote to these people. They put me up that one time in soil.
And
yeah,
like she ain't got no papers looking like that.
That I'm gonna take for you.
Like she ain't got no papers looking like that.
All is frightening. Get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat's is right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. Nor the past, he's not your poochie. He's a born satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no war, no bombs, no tanks. No control freaks will be found.
It's a cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear and want, do us in if we don't act. That's why. why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. My cat is a Zen master.
Play it on your cat or cat.
Get out of your mind. If you don't know how to do that, just go get yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises, falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you'll just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
You'll now be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
Columbo, C-O-L-O-M-B-O. You can get a CD on CD Baby. Oh, baby, yeah. Cyanide's in the house. What's going on? Oh, I think you've cursed my computer, Betty Jo. Something's going on here. Oh, boy. Oh, now it's back. Okay, good to know. I see. Oh, and listener was just... Oh, it must be me clicking on to see how that worked. Okay, that was for you, Cyanide. Cyanide, I know you miss your puppy.
Caesar, the dog whisperer, good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer, kitty cat, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay. 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 Bad dog.
That was for you, Cyanide. Everyone blames Cyanide in the chat room. If you haven't joined the chat room and you're listening, go to BTR Radio, give yourself a name, and join the chat. Join the chat in the chat room right now, the Steve Mendoza Show on BTR Radio. Oh, Betty Jo just went away somewhere, Betty Jo. Betty Jo Tucker on Movie Attic Headquarters. I think her phone just cut out, but she's still in the chat room. You can listen to Betty Jo Tucker every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio, always an interesting show. And you want to check that out because it's going to be a Father's Day kind of special. Oh, gosh, I got to run out and get another Father's Day present. That reminds me. What am I going to do? Okay, well, time's running out. So, Steve Mendoza, Cyanide, it's a short show today because I'm multitasking like crazy. And I worked on an HBO special yesterday, The Normal Heart. They're making it into a movie. Who knew? All right, Betty Jo will know because that's going to be on HBO. All righty then, thank you all for tuning in today. And I'm just looking for something to go out on here. Do I have something short I can play? Why are all my things so long? All right, everyone, just have a great day. And I'll go out on my opening music. How about that? All right, everyone.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts.
Actually, I'm not
with
saying
your
welcome,
host,
I'm saying goodbye.
Nancy Lombardo.
All right, everyone, have a good day, kids. Remember to feed the elderly out there or even the lonely. Do something nice for them. Compliment them. Make them some cookies. Pass on the goodness. Thank you for listening. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concept, Blog Talk Radio. Join me again tomorrow when I have Madison Rising as a special guest, and we'll hear their rock version of the national anthem. Always good, always fun.